Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips. God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. My name is Ann Strickland. You're listening to the Principles of Prosperity, and we are determined to break the stronghold of poverty in the name of Jesus. I just want to welcome you to listen tonight and learn and understand and receive what is coming to you tonight and believe this message that's coming to you tonight. So I want to welcome you, and I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit uses me to share with you the information that you have given me to share with the people tonight. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you that they will be blessed by it and they will be encouraged so that they can move out into the wealthy place. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Tonight, the Spirit of the Lord has moved upon me to share with you testimonies. In all the times, I've only been giving the words, the word, the word, the word. But the testimonies are very important. And one of the other things that encouraged me to do this and share with you this particular testimony, one of the testimonies, the first testimony that I'm going to share with you tonight, is because it came about in a very interesting way, which I'll explain later. However, I want to read to you, first of all, Luke 4:18. When the Holy Spirit gave me this message in the late 90s, I said, not me, I'm not preaching to no one. Luke 4:18, I opened my Bible. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. And I open it to this scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And when I read that, I said, not me. I was so far from that at that time that I couldn't believe that God, that I would even talk to anybody, not to even mention preaching or teaching and about prosperity. That wasn't one of anything that I thought about. But my basic nature was, you know, I was always following the faith messages and the people who brought the faith messages, the Kenneth Copelands, the Dr. Fred Price and Leroy Thompson and all these people, you know, I was following for Ann, not to share with anyone, but for Ann to bring her into a different mindset or lifestyle. However, as time went on, it was prophesied to me one time when I was at a praying for prayers for the city of Philadelphia. I was in a prayer group praying for the city of Philadelphia. And the pastor, Dr. Horsley, said to me, Richie Horsley said to me, he prophesied to me that many people, there were many men speaking on prosperity, but you are going to be one of the women. And at that time, you know, I'm thinking, what? Me? And then about a few months later, someone else prophesied, Dr. Amy. She was down from New York. We were at a wedding reception. Now, these weren't places where you're going to hear preaching and being prophesied to. These were unusual situations. And she spoke to me at the wedding reception in reference to the same thing. And I hadn't started doing anything at that time. However, as time went on, you know, it God had it happen. God made it happen. So I want to share with you tonight. First of all, this testimony that came about, it began this year, January 1st. Now, this is unusual. January 1st, 2015, I met this lady at a New Year's party, dinner. It was a New Year's dinner or a dinner party. And, you know, we shared, and I'd known something, you know, she was, as many of us have not been, in a financial situation, a businesswoman. And I invited her to come to the class that Saturday the 3rd. She came and brought her daughter. And her daughter was a student at A&T University. Now, I was at A&T College in Greensboro, North Carolina. I said, oh, I said, my uncle, Lonnie Byron, was the first football coach at A&T. But anyway, after I took them through the lessons that I have, then I prayed for she and her daughter and other people who were in the class. And a couple of the people who were in the class had already started profiting as a result of coming to the class. And I prayed for her business because her business was down. And then I prayed for the daughter. So I'm going to read you what she wrote. When she told me what had happened with her, I said, T, you have to send that to me. You have to write that. And she wrote it out, and I'm going to read it to you. She said, met Miss Ann in January, and she invited me to her wealth and prosperity class. During her class, she anointed and prayed for my daughter and myself. Well, it's been about 2 months since I've been back to Miss Ann's class. I must say, for good reason. My custom clothing design business is overflowing with clients. I'm being sought after by many. Even have a client coming from Hershey, Pennsylvania, to get something made. Business has doubled, and I am so grateful to God for enlarging my territory. Ms. Ann prayed for my business to take off. Well, it is gone. Hallelujah. It feels good to know God is in charge and caring for me and my business. Also, Ms. Ann prayed for my daughter, who went back to college after Christmas break, that she would have favor and be a millionaire by age 25. Well, she called me to tell me her professor is encouraging her to minor in technical writing. Well, even as a part-time job, she can make six figures. That's over $100,000. God is awesome and worthy to be praised. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, love, protection, guidance, and many blessings. P.S. Thank you, Miss Ann, for your obedience and prayers. This is God's will. This is God's desire, not only for her and her daughter, but for you, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, and everybody who's a believer in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but comes to God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is his desire because he says in his word, 3 John 2, which is my Pennsylvania license plate for over 16 years, beloved, 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. That's the will of God for us. That's the will of God for you. That's the will of God for all of us. It's the truth that you know that's going to set you free. And God has given you the power. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, I give you the power to get the wealth to establish my covenant upon this earth. And that establishes covenant means he wants to bless you to be a blessing. He made that covenant with Abraham to bless him to be a blessing. Now, we're the Abrahams. We're the Isaacs. We're everything here on this earth now. It's our time. You have to know it's your time now to be prosperous. It's your time here on earth. We're the only ones here alive to do this, to carry out the covenant of Almighty God and come in agreement with him and have the desire to have wealth, to be wealthy. And that's not the only testimony. There have been many testimonies through the years, and I had not, you know, bothered to go through them or talk about them on the air. But after this, I think it might be important to share with you some of the testimonies. Now, the first time I used to, in another, in one of the churches that I was a member of at that time, the pastor passed away. The first testimony I heard, because we were going through confessions at that time. This girl, now I didn't know her name or anything, but one Sunday morning, early in the morning, we had gone through the Money Cometh confession and had been going through that. And this girl came in, Elder Ann, they canceled my school loan. They canceled. She was waving the paper in her hand running because service hadn't started, so she came before service started. She was so excited. Her school loan was canceled. I had no idea she was even in school, had been in school, had a loan, you know. That's one of the testimonies. Another testimony that one of the recent testimonies with the end of last year and this year, I prayed for someone, their business went up. And I mentioned to them about the tithing, and they said, well, I used to tithe, but I don't tithe anymore. It was before the end of the year, I'm sorry. And they called me in June. He called me in June and said, Ann, guess how much my tithe is? I said, how much? $1,000. I said, praise the Lord. The business went up. Things got really great for them. Then there was a man that was going door to door, putting out flyers to repair houses or whatever you needed to do at your house. And I saw him out the window, and the Holy Spirit moved on me as he was, when I went to pick up my, when I got the flyer, and then I read it, what it said, and then the Holy Spirit, I closed my door, and the Holy Spirit said, call him and pray for him. So I called him. I said, is this your business? And he said, yes. I said, well, do you mind if I pray for you? He said, okay. So I prayed for him. So his business picked up. And one time I called him and I said, where are you? I need you. He said, well, you prayed for me and business picked up. I haven't even been able to answer the phone or call you back. So that's another one. You know, I'm not calling all names and everything. Another time, I was in church, and someone, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, give this person a copy of your book. I said, give them a copy of my book? My book is for sale. I have a book, Principles of Prosperity, Breaking the Stronghold of Poverty. You know, it's on Amazon.com. And so, you know, I'm sitting there quietly. I didn't know the person's name or anything. And I'm arguing back and forth in my spirit with this, you know, with the Holy Spirit. Finally, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to give her a copy of your book. So the next Sunday when I came, I gave her a copy of the book. I said, what's your name? She told me her name and gave her a copy of my, I said, here, I want you to have this. She said, oh, thank you. The next Sunday when I came, she was out waiting for me to come. She was outside waiting for me and waving to me. I read your book. I read your book. I believe in prosperity, and I believe in prosperity. I did not know she was in business, and she has a great business, totally organized, and she's on Blog Talk Radio, and she's doing very well. The business picked up. So, you know, and then there's a apostle down in Fayetteville. His life has changed financially. It goes on. And what God is doing for these people, he wants to do the same thing for you. Now, that's only a few. I'm not going through all of them, but you just need to know and understand that it's our time. And God's word is true. The enemy has used poverty to make it look like it's humility when it's a curse. God said, I will bless you to be a blessing. God said, I would give you the power to get wealth. He didn't say, I want you poor. He wants you to give to the poor. He wants you to help the poor. That's blessed to be a blessing. If you're able to give out scholarships, you're able to buy food for people, you're able to pay people's rent or help buy their homes, buy them homes or buy clothes or give them jobs for your business to come and work for you, that's blessed to be a blessing. But he didn't say we were poor. We're not supposed to be poor because the word says, thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. So there's no lack, no poverty in heaven. There shouldn't be any here on earth with the believers. So we have to change our thinking, and we have to have a desire to come in agreement with the word of God and have a desire. The one of the main things I like for people is start having the desire to want to help people. Because I've heard when I was younger, I heard people say, I got mine, let them get theirs. That is sad. That is sad. I mean, they're talking about their children. You know, let them make it for themselves. You can help your children. Your children didn't come here they didn't ask to come here like my father used to say to us, and I didn't know what he meant. He said, my children don't owe me anything. I owe them because it was through my pleasure that I'm here, that they are here on earth. And I didn't understand what he was saying, but I understood when I got grown. But people do not even want to help their own children. Let them get theirs. Let them get it. You know, I mean, I'm not saying just give them everything, but you can help them as much as you can. Help them to get started. Help educate them or educate them. Parents, my husband and I, we knew we were supposed to educate our children. We knew it. There was no doubt about that. And we did. But it's time for us to want to start helping and giving to people and living a better quality of life ourselves. God wants you to have the best. You're representing him just like you want your children to represent you in the best. Look the best, wear the best, drive the best. We're supposed to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We're not supposed to be around looking ragged. Kingdom, the word, thy kingdom. We're supposed to be thinking kingdom business, kingdom lifestyle, kingdom. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as we start thinking about kingdom and start thinking how God wants us to live, how God wants us to help people, how God wants us to be happy. You know, as a matter of fact, they're saying, really, most of the divorces are caused by a problem with money, the lack of finances. And you know for yourself, if you've ever been short and not able to pay your bills or not able to buy something that you wanted. Because I remember when I was in school, and there was things I wanted to have and do, because I've had holes in my shoes and all kinds of things, you know, beans every day and except Sunday, and you know, and wanting things to wear that you didn't have all the time, but you didn't feel poor. But I wouldn't want anybody else to live like that. But I knew I wasn't going to continue to live like that, because I had a desire for better things. Because our father exposed us, even though back then we're depressed. I was born in 1931, and I know, you know, most of the people didn't really have a lot. So but you still didn't want not to have. You still wanted things. And that's where God wants us. And I want to encourage you to come down to the class, to come down to this class on Saturday morning and tell people about it. On Saturday morning, the Healing School of Financial Prosperity, and we call it sometimes the Prophetic Financial Prosperity School. But it's all about financial prosperity according to the Word of God, and teaching God's covenant of prosperity, covenant promise of prosperity, why God wants you to prosper, the wisdom in prosperity, and prosperity in the end times. So if you've been struggling financially, you've experienced a loss or lack of business, and you want to have a clear understanding of how and why God wants you to prosper, you need to come. I encourage you to come down. The classes are free. You don't have to pay anything. Now, I will receive an offering. If you have something to give, I will receive an offering. But I'm not begging anybody, because, you know, I'm blessed. But I would encourage you, you know, to come so you can move out and into where God wants you to be. And that's the wealthy place. He doesn't want you representing him with broken down cars, you know, with Jesus on the front. You know, it's kind of sad. But we have to understand and tell people about this. Tell people about the class. And it's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which is right. If you can take 95, you can take the expressway. You know, God, he blessed me so much in this. And I just started these classes last year that he put me in a place that is easy to come to. You don't have to pay for parking in the city of Philadelphia, but on a parking lot. So it's not a problem. And it's free. And you come in and hear the word, get prayed for, get anointed, and come to the class. It's four sessions. I ask you to come to four sessions. But what happens, just like it happened with this lady, she got so busy she couldn't even come back, and that's happened with several people that come to the class. And they say, "What happened to you?" And you know, well, I got busy. Somebody was in real estate, and she said, "I'm showing houses now on Saturday." You know, because most people are off on Saturday, so they're showing houses. So different things are happening with different people, but it's all God, and God has put me in the position because I want to see people prosper. I want to see people do well. My daughter told me one time, she said, "Mom, when somebody tells me how well they're doing, I get excited." She said, "Mom, you think it was you getting all of this and everything." I said, "No, I just like to see people do well. That's my basic nature. I'm not faking it. That's my nature. I want people to prosper." So the address is the Empowerment Center at the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue, 3751 Island Avenue, ISLAND Avenue, Suite 100, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19153. And you can call or text me, 215-806-4879. That's 215-806-4879. You can, you know, call or text that you would be coming. And tell people about this. The other thing I want to tell, to emphasize, when she said in her testimony that she wrote, and I want to encourage people with this and share this, technical writing. Now, first of all, I didn't have a clue what technical writing was, but her professor encouraged her to minor in technical writing. And she explained, she didn't put it in this, but she said that, he said, there are not many people who is in that field. So this is probably why you can make so much money. So tell people about that, even some people who might have gone to college, graduated, and could use a second business and go back and take a course on technical writing, maybe at night or something, you know, because with that kind of income, part-time, I think it would be very interesting to participate in and share all of this information with other people. You know how we share information with when it's negative, when something's happened, when somebody is having a problem or somebody is hurt or something or something's wrong? Start sharing some good news with students. Encourage students, encourage other business people, encourage parents, you know, that there's a course, and people might be able to take this at community college. I don't know where all they have it, but look into it, technical writing. You know, we know about lawyers, doctors, we know about the internet and all that now, but technical writing to me sounds very interesting, and since there are not many people in it, and that's what he said, and then here you are. So you're going to be some of the few people who will get in it, who will have a wide open field to make a lot of money part-time or in a short period of time, not have to work yourself 8 hours a night and day and all that. Technical writing, so share that with people. And the other thing I want to reemphasize to you is to come to the class this Saturday, April the 11th at 10 o'clock, and it's 2 hours, 10 to 12, 3751 Island Avenue. It's in the Empowerment Building. It's the Empowerment Center, I'm sorry, in the Gateway Building, Suite 100. It's on the first floor. As soon as you come in the door, you'll come right to the right. And it's that door. Come in there, and you will not regret having come, because God has given me the power and the authority to come in agreement with you to move into the wealthy place, because that's his desire for all of his people. 3 John 2, to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, and he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Everything I'm saying to you now is in the Bible. It's scripture. And there's another scripture that I like. You shall decree and declare, and it shall happen for you in the name of Jesus. So I just want to thank you, and if there's anyone under the sound of my voice who has not invited Jesus Christ into their hearts and in their lives, invite him in. Come in him and ask him to forgive you of your sins. And he will be grateful and forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's how you're saved. So you're blessed and highly favored. I love you. Call me, 215-806-4879. God bless you.